Hey, Don. Emotional intelligence, that is being attuned to the emotions of other people, is generally a good thing.
Right, Yael.
But having too high a quotient of emotional intelligence can be a bad thing.
Right. Wait. Why would it be bad to be too emotionally intelligent?
Because, according to research by psychologists at the Frankfurt School of Finance and Management in Germany, being too in tune with other people's emotions can result in lots of stress.
How so?
Well, the researchers did a study involving 166 male university students whose emotional intelligence was measured by showing them photos of faces and having them identify their expressed feelings and emotions. The students then presented job talks in front of a panel of stern-faced judges. The researchers measured amounts of the stress hormone cortisol in the students' saliva before and after their talks.
Let me guess. The students with the highest levels of emotional intelligence also had the highest level of stress while giving their talks.
Correct. And their cortisol levels took longer to return to normal.
Okay, but a few caveats. First, the study only looked at males of college age. Women and people of different ages with high emotional intelligence may handle stressful situations differently.
True. But other research also suggests that emotional intelligence can have a downside. At least one other study has found that the ability to recognize others' emotions correlates with depression and feelings of hopelessness.
I guess that can make sense. Being too tuned in to people's feelings can make you feel responsible for their emotions, which would be stressful.
Right. Emotional intelligence is beneficial in many ways, but it may also be too much of a good thing.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.